Orthopedic medicine is one of the least diverse medical specialties in the United States, and that could have an impact on patient care. But one orthopedic surgeon is aiming to change that through his Atlanta-based private practice, which is located in an underserved community. It's Monday, November 21st. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson, and this is GIST Healthcare Daily.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There are significant disparities along racial lines in the orthopedic specialty field. For patients, Black individuals are 30% less likely to undergo total hip and knee replacements compared to white patients, even though the rates of arthritis remain close to the same between groups. And those racial disparities extend to the field of orthopedic surgeons as well, with fewer than 2% of Black orthopedic physicians practicing in the United States. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson, and this is GIST Healthcare Daily. On today's episode, we listen to my conversation with orthopedic surgeon Dr. Alonzo Sexton. A couple of years ago, he decided to open an all-Black private practice, ATL Orthopedics, with the aim of reducing the significant disparities in orthopedic care in an underserved area of metropolitan Atlanta. As a heads up to listeners, we experienced some technical difficulties at the beginning of our conversation. As we get started, could you tell me a little bit more about your background and ATL Orthopedics?
Yeah, well, you know, my experience is I've been in clinical practice since 2006, orthopedic surgeon with a specialty in sports medicine. I've had the opportunity to be a team doctor for the New York Jets, the University of Georgia, Georgia State, now Clark Atlanta University in Atlanta. And most of my time has been spent in private practice, but about two years ago, started down a journey to, you know, what is now ATL Orthopedics. And the reason we started the practice was really around this idea of being able to provide representative care. So racially concordant care for underserved communities, African-American patients do better with African-American physicians, a number of studies have suggested. And in orthopedics, there's a big pipeline problem in regards to the diversity numbers. If we look at the number of orthopedists in the country is about 30,000, slightly less than 2%, 1.9% are African-American. So there's somewhere around 600 African-American orthopedic surgeons in the country. And the practice that we started was really around this idea of, can we build a practice that leans this idea in service of our patients to get outcomes? Because we believe that we can get better outcomes by using technology as well as this racially concordant care. And that was the genesis of the practice, myself and a brother, mid-career orthopedist, I'll say, were interested in this idea and really had gotten to the point where we've talked with our academy and talked with, you know, allies of creating an environment where diversity is important, and frankly got a little tired of waiting and said, well, let's go build it ourselves. And that was the genesis and the idea behind the practice. And we're, you know, currently two surgeons, but we have our sights on adding four surgeons over the next hopefully 18 to 24 months, which would actually make us the largest Black-owned orthopedic group in the country.
Yeah, and I want to get into all of that since it hits on a lot of issues in orthopedic medicine and it's really important across the board, but especially in the community that you serve. And that leads into my next question. Can you talk a little bit more about where ATL Orthopedics is and why you chose to establish your practice there?
We're located in what's called the Camp Creek Marketplace in the south of the city. And Atlanta's like many cities. There are sort of dividing lines oftentimes between the haves and the have-nots. And in Atlanta, that dividing would probably be I-20, which essentially splits the city into north and south. And when we started looking at locations and look where we were going to put the practice, if you look south of I-20, at the amount of orthopedic access, it's dramatically different than north. And we're located in the zip code of 30331, which is actually the second largest zip code in the city of Atlanta. So it's about 65,000 people. And we are currently the only orthopedic practice that's located in that zip code. And it was startling, but not shocking necessarily, because there's a narrative about that the community where we're located, you know, frankly says there are certain communities that don't deserve best of care and that those patients are willing to travel and go other places. And since we opened in February, you know, the community response has been amazing because we're providing a service that previously wasn't available in the community, which is quality access to orthopedic care. And so we chose that location for a reason. We're located there because of the need. And what's interesting is we ask everyone who comes to the practice, we say, well, you know, because we really haven't done much marketing per se. And we ask them, well, how did you find our practice? And it's pretty much always the same answer. They say, looked up orthopedic surgeon and near I Googled. And yours was the only one that popped up. And, you know, it's pretty startling that in a city like Atlanta, you can have such a disparity in healthcare access and orthopedics.
So Black Americans make up about 50% of Atlanta's population. Can you talk about why the Black community having access to orthopedic care is so crucial for long-term health?
Well, I think that's the clear message is around outcomes. And if we think about trends in health, right, you know, we talk about value-based care. We talk about how to get the most value is to provide the best outcomes at the cheapest cost. So the question is, well, how do you get good outcomes in certain populations where there's historically been somewhat of a lack of, you know, trust and responsiveness? And obviously this came through in COVID where the messenger matters. And with what we do on a day-to-day basis in orthopedics is we improve people's lives. Like I used to tell people, hey, I do sports medicine. And, you know, you have these images of, you know, athletes. But really what sports medicine is that I started to tell people is, you know, we help people get back what they've lost. Like that's what you know, patients come to us because they've lost the ability to do something that's important to them. You know, whether it's, you know, it might be playing a sport, but it also might be working a job, walking their dog or traveling. And that's what we do. We help people get that back. So an environment in which there's not trust and not communication, then it's going to affect outcomes. And there's a study that was done. It was actually done in Oakland, and it wasn't orthopedics, but it was cardiovascular related. And what they found, the study was looking specifically at, well, if we just change one factor, which is the patient and the doctor are really concordant. So as a Black patient, they get a Black doctor. What do outcomes look like? And they actually were able to demonstrate like a 20% decrease in cardiovascular mortality just with changing that factor. And the question is, well, why would that be? And I don't think it's that much of a stretch to understand that the most paramount part of that relationship is trust. And for, you know, reasons that we could talk about, but, you know, are probably pretty obvious to people, there's just an inherent trust, better education, and probably better patient engagement with patients that have physicians that look like them and feel like they have somewhat of a shared experience.
Now, I want to go back to something you mentioned a moment ago, which is that you're looking to expand your practice, and we hit on some statistics about the makeup of the overall orthopedic field. Can you talk first about why it's crucial to recruit more physicians from different backgrounds to be able to engage in representative care, and how can the field of orthopedics diversify?
Well, what I think about orthopedics, specifically why it's important, is that I think most people do think of it as a specialty practice. But what's interesting is that for people that self-report to the doctor, the highest percentage of what they self-report to, meaning like I hurt something or I have a problem, I'm going to call the doctor myself,
the highest percentage of that is like 50% is for orthopedic care. So if you think about, well, I sprained my ankle, like I don't need to call my primary care office for that. I know I need an orthopedic surgeon, or I you know, hurt my back. You know, I know I need to see the orthopedist. So we have this touch point to a large number of patients. And the other statistic that's interesting is that one in two adults has some sort of musculoskeletal problem. So you're talking about a tremendous number of people that have issues that we service. And if we think, or if we believe, like we believe that the best way to get good outcomes, you know, for African-American patients, at least, is to have physicians that match that from a racial standpoint, then you're now saying, well, there's a large number of people that are not getting as good of outcomes that they can, because we know, you know, in Atlanta, you know, there's a million African-American adults, essentially, and that have some sort of musculoskeletal problem based on the statistics. And if we're not able to service them because of historical disparities, then it affects the entire system, really. And that's why I think it's so critical in orthopedics. And again, the pipeline problem is not something that is going to change overnight. But, you know, again, we've been talking about it for a decade or more. And so at some point it becomes, well, you know, let's work with the folks that want to work with this, but we're not necessarily waiting for anyone to fix this problem. And we're leveraging technology to expand our reach as these, you know, limited number of individuals to try to get access to more, be able to have more access to more patients. So that's the interplay between what we're doing, is this, you know, understanding that there's a need for representative care, but we really pragmatically can't do it. So what are the other ways that we can actually expand the reach?
That was Dr. Alonzo Sexton, the CEO and co-founder of ATL Orthopedics, which is based in Atlanta, Georgia. He joined me to talk about his private practice and his goal of making orthopedic care more accessible. This has been Just Healthcare Daily. I'm Jake Carlisle Larson. Thank you so much for listening. If you like the show, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the show. We'll be back with healthcare business and policy news updates tomorrow, as always, in 10 minutes or less. In the meantime, you can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news at justhealthcare.com. You can also get these insights emailed directly to your inbox when you subscribe to our newsletter, The Weekly Gist. The Gist Healthcare Daily Podcast is an independent production of Gist Healthcare.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.